David Glass is here with us today, the incumbent mayor of Petaluma. But the subject is not politics, but post office. The regional mail facility in Petaluma is getting a lot of attention. It's been on a list as slated for closure. We're trying to fend that off. What's going to happen?
Well, we're going to try to save it. Congressman Huffman tomorrow night will be having a town forum in Petaluma. It'll be from 6 o'clock until 7:30 in the evening at the Petaluma Community Center. The congressman has invited Supervisor Rabbit and myself. We'll take people's input. The congressman can tell us where we are with this federal facility, and we may also have a representative from the United States Postal Service. I know the congressman was trying to arrange that. This facility, Bruce, it's not just the jobs that are local in Petaluma. It's also the impact that this would have in the timely delivery of mail, and it covers the delivery of service from north of the Golden Gate Bridge all the way up to the Oregon border. So this, if they close it, will have a negative impact on timely delivery of mail services that businesses and residents and people have come to depend upon. And it's extremely important to save this facility for this region if we can.
It wasn't that long ago when the consolidation into that facility was being promoted as a great expediter of mail throughout Northern California.
It's a very good facility for moving mail. I worked in the securities business for 25 years, and I depended upon swift, efficient mail service and got it. And I'm worried about what will happen if this facility should close, because there are many businesses that rely on the delivery of physical mail and goods to take place in a timely manner, and this facility has provided that.
At this point in the game, what kind of interventions might be possible?
With Jared Huffman, I've come to know that if anything is possible in a positive manner to accomplishment, we're lucky to have him because he's capable of doing it. I had a similar experience where we thought we had lost a 66-unit senior housing project. I worked closely with then-Assemblyman Huffman, and he moved light years of accomplishments, getting coalitions together in Sacramento of both Republicans and Democrats alike and saving that housing complex. If anybody can get the job done, I'm confident that Congressman Huffman can do it. I hope that people will attend this forum tomorrow night. I've seen the congressman work in this type of forum in the past. He'll take input from the public. He'll look for the public's ideas. He'll explain what is achievable and what may not be achievable. But he's very effective. And once he gets back to Washington, I think he'll look for a coalition of alliances that may once again save this facility.
Who would you like to have come out for the meeting tomorrow, and what do you want to hear from them?
Well, I'd like to hear the employees from the unit itself, but equally I'd like to hear from the business community throughout this region, explain just how important this facility is to their businesses, and let the congressman know that they need this facility, because I think that's the message that the congressman is looking for. I believe he's looking for ammunition to help him try to save and salvage this situation.
Is this part and parcel of the overall troubles that the Postal Service is facing?
I'm sure it is. There's a $2 billion leakage there, so they're looking for where they can cut corners and save money. I'm not certain that this is the best way to do it. If you're taking all of the mail out of the North Bay and sending it down to a regional approach in Oakland so that you can then send it back north once again, why, they better appropriate a lot of money for highway funds so that we can at least move that mail in a timely manner.
In the meantime, the meeting tomorrow night in Petaluma, a chance to sound off in favor or, I suppose, opposed to the continuation of the regional mail facility in Petaluma. David Glass, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bruce. It's always a pleasure.